This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
And I want to welcome Guy Hamelish from a company called Ciano Mobile Silicon. We're going to talk about digital mobile television.
Indeed we do.
Yes, yes.
We will.
So, you know, across the country, we've made the conversion now from analog to digital video, but there's yet another conversion that's occurring in other parts of the world, right?
Yes, actually, we see a lot of usage of broadcast TV on a lot of areas around the world. It's very strong in China, in Korea, in Japan, in Latin America. In these areas, people take out their phones, their mobile devices, they take out a little antenna from these phones, not the one that is used for the voice and for data and all the stuff that the phone usually needs, but for broadcast TV. And they just watch TV on the way to home when they commute on public transportation,
yes,
etc. So it's something that we don't see a lot in the United States, but soon, hopefully, 2012 will bring this type of broadcast into mobile devices in the U.S. as well.
Yeah. Guy, if you could move your mic just a little bit closer to
sure.
Yeah, yeah, that's that. Oh, man, that's a bit too close. We'll see. We want to make sure we can hear you as we're going.
Can you hear
that's
me now?
That's good now. Yep.
Yeah,
okay. Perfect.
Yeah, that'll work. So the actual receiver device is quite small then?
Actually. Yes, it's quite small. Actually, what Ciano does is we produce a chip. We produce the chip that goes into these mobile devices.
Okay,
so this is where we started. But now we started and we are building a platform that enables end-to-end usage of broadcast TV. It allows any user, even if he doesn't have 3G connectivity where he is at, or Wi-Fi network, he can take out this little tiny device.
Yeah, let's see if we can bring this up on the product camera here. And you've got your regular iPhone connector on the end.
Yes, and he can take the antenna out, just plug it in into his iPod. I'll just do it in a second.
And I assume that there are a series of connectors for different devices then, is it only for iDevices?
So this is for iOS, for 30-pin connectors, mm-hmm, devices, and you just go.
Okay, if you bring the product up, please. Yes.
So you just go to the application itself, and you've got. A second.
Yeah. Okay. We always ask people to do it upside down.
And backwards.
And backwards. So it appears that you've got a channel directory that's starting to come up here, huh?
Yes, so there's a channel directory. Actually, here in this hall, we don't have a reception because mm-hmm, it's a closed area.
We understand that.
But we have here all the programs, and you can see here the channels that are being broadcast, and you can choose which channel you want to see, and you just go to the list of channels, and you can watch TV.
Yeah.
So
it's very much a user experience, similar to what you would have from DirecTV or Dish or cable.
Yes, yes. You have a list of channels, mm-hmm, the stuff that is broadcast on the area you're at.
Yeah.
And, you know,
these are high-def channels that are open-air channels that are available for free, basically.
So some of them are for free, some of them can be closed and will require subscriptions as well. So it depends. I mean, it's not different than any other type of broadcast. You know, some of the channels are open,
right,
some of the channels are closed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I think that people in the U.S. aren't really familiar with the technology, and that's maybe, is it actually available in a number of markets, or is it something yet to come?
No, it is available. It's a very successful technology on the markets that we've mentioned. So in Japan, almost all new phones are coming with this tiny little antenna. Mm-hmm.
But within the U.S.?
In the U.S., it's just getting in. Okay. It's just getting
Is it in operation anywhere in the United States as of yet?
Yes. Yeah. It's being broadcasted. There are a lot of local channels that are being broadcast, and the thing is, it's going to be it's being built these days, and hopefully 2012 we're going to see more commercialized and ready to market.
Do you know what markets are going to be? What markets would be activated first? What parts of the U.S.?
No, the major cities, about 70 major cities.
70 cities.
Yeah, we're talking about the large population coverage.
So is there any subscription fee that's associated with it, or do you just purchase the receiver and then it's advertising supported?
So it's not launched yet, so I'm not sure exactly how the content providers will choose to launch it.
Right.
We do the technology that enables the reception there.
Yeah, yeah. So where can people learn more about the technology of digital mobile television?
Well, they can go to our site, just Google Siano.
That would be find S-I-A-N-O.
Us. Yes.
Exactly. S-I-A-N-O.
Yes.
And it looks like it's Siano-MS. Is that correct?
Yes.
Siano-MS.com.
Exactly.
So, Guy, thanks very much for joining us here.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy the rest of CES.
I'm sure we'll.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, there are so many things that occur in other parts of the world that
we're just not up to speed yet.
Yeah, we're unaware of the technologies that are there.
You know, the other thing too is that we keep reminding myself, is that a lot of the things that you're seeing here at CES are not available yet. They're just not brought to the U.S. Mm-hmm. market, and that's the whole point of CES. I believe I read in an article, I think it was yesterday in the paper, that almost 80% of what's here never makes it to market.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty high, so that we do have some vendors that come by that show us their product, and in this particular case, he makes the chip, and where it lands, he doesn't know, and that's the point of him being here, to show his technology to the various people at CES.
And you have to recognize that Consumer Electronics Show, the attendees here are the manufacturers and the distributors.
Right, they're really not consumers.
They're really not consumers.
It's kind of a misnomer, if you will.
Yes. We've got to talk a little bit about GoDaddy. GoDaddy.com, one of our supporters here for coverage of CES 2012. You've been hearing us talking about 4GH hosting, which brings the power of cloud hosting at a web hosting price, $4.99 and $9.99 per month. Tech Podcast, we are on a cluster of servers through GoDaddy. GoDaddy also includes in this package a secure certificate for a free SSL certificate,
correct,
which is a $14.99 value. Go to GoDaddy.com, take a look at the 4GH hosting, and if it looks like it will fit your needs, go ahead and sign up and make sure you use the code CES2. And also be aware that code CES2 is going to be valid for the year.
And what's that save us?
That saves you 25%, even if GoDaddy later puts that on sale. So a really, really great
operation. So that'll be 25% on top.
On top of whatever sale you can find. So.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.